Hello, everyone. For my podcast, I chose to review an episode of EdTech Chat titled Four Steps to Collaborative Digital Curation, which was hosted by Tom Murray, who is a former administrator who became the technology director for his district. And the idea of curation stood out to me because it's essentially what podcasts or any other form of blogging or social media involves. And the idea of doing a podcast, reviewing a podcast about curation seems recursive to me, so I thought that was kind of funny. But anyways, the guest in the episode was Steve Anderson, who is an educator and blogger who runs a blog called Web 2.0 Classroom. And he described curation as multifaceted, involving finding information and resources, evaluating them to make sure they're reliable, organizing the information, and sharing what was learned. And he described this as a process that is done both by teachers in the way they plan and instruct, as well as by students who are engaged in meaning making. That kind of leads me to something else that struck me as interesting, and that's the idea that the process involved in curating a blog or a podcast mirrors cognition. And in a class I took with Dr. Kinney last summer, we talked about how the brain is naturally wired to create a story from sensory inputs, interpretations of sensory inputs. And it's just the way that we can make meaning and basically organize the inundation of information that we receive through our senses. So it's basically curation is cognition. And as a self-proclaimed constructivist, I find this idea especially compelling. There's the fact that you're enabling students to create their own path towards understanding, and that's naturally a form of differentiation, and it further supports synthesis and higher order thinking as students kind of take what they know and build on it. I thought this was another quote that was interesting. That's Murray mentioned that it's the job of educators to teach students how to think, and that's what you're doing. You're essentially, if you teach them how to curate, you're teaching them how to think. And that's my podcast.